Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts?
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who?
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not?
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcast. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships, and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
So we're back, and now we're going to talk about the UFC featherweight title match between Chris Cyborg and Tanya Evinger, in which Chris Cyborg won by KO in the third round at 3 minutes and 5 seconds into the third round. This was an interesting fight. First off, I want to give Chris Cyborg, I want to congratulate her on winning, finally, the UFC featherweight title. This was way, way, way overdue. Cyborg should have been in the UFC at the same time Ronda Rousey came in the UFC. As a matter of fact, I could even make a case that she should have came in before Ronda Rousey. Cyborg has been the most devastating fighter for a decade. She's been the Mike Tyson of women's mixed martial arts continuously for a decade. And, you know, when we're talking about this fight, a lot of people gave Tanya, you know, a lot of credit. Tanya was very rough on herself at the end of the fight because she was very disappointed in her outcome. I was very proud of the way Tanya performed against Chris Cyborg, which, in my opinion, is the greatest women's mixed martial arts fighter in history. Like, we're talking about Jon Jones. Is Jon Jones the greatest of all time? Well, in my opinion, Chris Cyborg is, without question, the most devastating and the greatest of all time. And I always looked at this fight as, for most fighters or most fans, they don't know who Tanya Evinger is. But Tanya Evinger has been the standing Invicta champion for a very long time. This was the very first Invicta super fight. You had the long standing bantamweight champion in Invicta versus the long-standing featherweight champion Invicta. So this was the first super fight. I thought Tanya did an amazing job. When you look at what Tanya was stacked up against, I just want you to picture this. Take any fighter. Okay, this is going to be your very first fight in the UFC, which is what they call the UFC curse. You come, you know, because of all the pressure, it's your first time UFC. That's a tough thing to do. Next, we're going to put you on the biggest card of the year. Even more pressure. Oh, we're going to do this. You're going to have to do this on short notice. So you're not going to even have a full camp to prepare. Even more pressure. Oh, we know you're a bantamweight, but you're going to have to fight 10 pounds above your normal weight class. This is starting to get unfair. Then here's the final caveat. You're going to fight with all that. Your first fight, the big first fight in the UFC, the biggest event of the year, short camp, 10 pounds over your weight. And then we're going to put you in the ring with the Mike Tyson of women's mixed martial arts. We're going to put you in the ring with Chris Cyborg. And Tanya wasn't Tonya wasn't pretty with the fight, but she was tough. She was super tough in this fight. As a matter of fact, at one point, she actually took Cyborg down for a quick second. Cyborg was just too much for her. The biggest problem was Cyborg was putting too much pressure on her. It made it very hard for Tonya to engage. When you look at the number of punches thrown, total strikes, Cyborg threw 144, Tonya threw 87. She connected with 32 significant strikes on Chris Cyborg, which is something that a lot of people don't get a chance to even land shots. Tonya was able to land a number of significant shots, but the big shots were all landed by, were mostly landed by Cyborg, which she threw 74 significant strikes at Tonya, which was way to, which really kept Tonya at bay. Because those shots were so big, so strong, it made Tonya's shots become shorter, because at that point, you don't want to stretch yourself out too far because you're too worried about getting clobbered, pretty much. So there was a lot to worry about between the pressure, the big shots. Cyborg was just too much for Tonya. I thought she had a great account. She's made it further than almost any other fighter, taking it to late into the third round. But in the end, Cyborg was just too much. And so where does this put Cyborg right now? As I said, I think she's the greatest women's mixed martial arts fighter of all time. That's the first thing I'm going to say. Second thing is, and I'm sorry, guys, it's not Ronda Rousey, and I would have said that before she lost to Amanda Nunes and Holly Holm. If Ronda goes up to Cyborg's weight, she would not stand a chance. With that being said, she's the greatest featherweight champion, women's featherweight champion of all time. And I look and I say, okay, so what are you going to do with her? She's the champ. There's not really a division there. So who is she going to fight next? And and it's one of those things where if you look at the women's featherweight division, all the women's, the top female fighters have been gobbled up. Bellator has gobbled up a lot of the featherweight division, the top fighters. A lot of the other organizations have gobbled up the rest of them. So there's not a lot of competition out there for Chris Cyborg. Really, there's really four fights that Cyborg right now can have. And I think she's going to get all four of those fights because you kind of have no choice to do these four fights as they start to build this division. The first fight I'm looking at, we have Megan Anderson. I think Megan Anderson is the one fighter. I think she's a little young and she needs a little more experience, but she's the one fighter that I think could really put some pressure on Cyborg. She's naturally as big as Cyborg is. And that's something that could be, someone that maybe can handle the pressure. And she's big and strong. So that's the one fighter that I think has the best shot. The next fighter who a lot of people are thinking is going to be her next fight, that's going to be Holly Holm. I think they're going to end up putting Cyborg versus Holly Holm as the very next fight. Of course, you have Jermaine Duranemi. I don't like that fight strictly because Jermaine did not want to fight Chris Cyborg, so there's no reason to make that fight. And then the last person is Kat Zingano. Kat Zingano, originally, when they were going to do the inaugural flyweight title fight, originally they were looking at it being Holly versus Kat Zingano, but Kat Zingano had some health issues. In which apparently those health issues are coming, she's starting to heal up. So by the end of this year, Katzengano will be back on the scene. And she has expressed, she was on the MMA Hour, and she was talking about how, you know, she's definitely open to fighting Cyborg. She wants to go, she wants to go up to the featherweight division, but she also wants to fight in the bantamweight division as well. I think Katzengano is a very tough lady. I would love to see that fight as well. So there are some fights to be made. I mean, you got to, if you eliminated Jermaine Duranemi, who has a fight coming up, you say you really got three fights: Holly Holm, Megan Anderson, and Katzengano. So that's what we have. That's what, you know, when you're looking at what's next, what to expect next for Chris Cyborg, I think that's the most common and realistic thing. I don't see any other fighters from any other organization coming in and jumping ahead of those three. So that's the situation. That's what we have. But once again, like I said, Chris is nothing but a professional. Sometimes she's kind of hard to understand, but if you listen to her, she's a quality lady. She's really sweet, and you really do have the Mike Tyson of the women's division now as your featherweight champion in the UFC. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this card, in which we're going to talk about that Robbie Lawler, Cowboy Cerrone fight. Stay tuned, and we'll be back.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.